Braxton's Braxton's got to continue to get better every week. Taylor's got to have a chance. We got to do a better job in the pass game, playing catch, not turning the ball over. You know, got to be better on third down and got to create. Got to get back to kind of what we started to do and in our pass game and get on the same page, get some guys healthy again, which is going to be nice, and get some timing and continue to grow.
Obviously not the best game for him offensively, but what does Charles Nelson bring to this offense?
I think you guys asked that a couple weeks ago. I think that it continues to repeat itself. You know, Charles is a guy who's got a ton of experience, a wealth of the game. A true leader on the field, and now he's getting back to where he can feel a little more healthy another week. And, I mean, Charles brings nothing but great things to our offense.
How important is he, especially considering the fact that you got a young quarterback back there right now?
Charles is, I mean, it continues to be the same thing. You got, out of everyone on the field, you've got guys who are still in single-digit starts. Charles has 4 years of starts. That experience is priceless.
What do you show Braxton when you look at the film of last week's game? What are the moments you point out?
Every play. We can't miss any play. When you're a true freshman, you get every play. We're still within under 200 game reps of snaps for him, under 150, really. So every play we go through, I mean, I have to go through every single play, every single front, every single coverage, every single snap in practice, just to begin to catch up and try to play that game of developing an instinctual habit of seeing the same looks and different looks and answers to these problems that he has yet to see.
I know Willie talked about there some guys that he missed that were open. What's been his reaction as you kind of point out, hey, here was one where maybe you went on the first read and this guy got open? How's he kind of taken in seeing some of the things he didn't see in live on tape?
I think he's taking him like any true competitor will. I mean, anyone who's in the position that's most critical in any sport, that's quarterback. I mean, he's taking him competitively, he's taking him personally. And we're continuing to find ways for him to develop and see things, you know.
You've seen his confidence level stay, wane? Do you got to build him up? What's he felt like through a couple games?
You got to keep building him up. I mean, a true freshman's going to take his lumps, man. He's going to have great plays. You can never be too high in the high and never too low in the lows. You know, we're going to make a great play on one play versus Washington State, going to make another dumb play later in the game, and we got to make sure that we see the great plays and how they came to fruition and the plays we want back. And how not to make him play. And so he's been great. He's been great as far as understanding how we can improve on getting guys the balls in places where they need to get caught.
Yesterday, Tiger said that Herbert has been drinking his milk, trying to do everything he can to get back on the field as quick as possible. Has he been joking with you about that too?
Yeah, we've been joking each other, obviously. You know, obviously bone growth and things we want to do. I mean, it's a runny joke, but he's pounding milk. You know, he's doctor's orders. He's doing everything he can to improve and get back to get back to where he wants to be, and every day we're trying to help ourselves a little bit and make light of a fun situation when in fact everyone wants to put a cloud over us.
Is it whole milk, 2% chocolate?
I called it goat's milk yesterday. Yeah, like the milkman. So
Willie was saying that Braxton looks a little bit more comfortable running the football, obviously. What does he sort of need to do to be more comfortable throwing? Is it just more experience in these game reps?
Yeah, more experience. You know, the running game he's getting more comfortable with, you can see that. Now we need to warm it up to the pass game, and it's all a steady growth. I should say steady growth. It's got to be a steady growth. It's peaks and valleys, but on a plane that needs to be upwards.